Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H1 FY 2026 conference call of Sahaj Solar Limited, hosted by PhillipCapital India PCG. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sri Surya from PhillipCapital PCG. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital PCG, I welcome all of you to the H1 FY 2026 earnings conference call of Sahaj Solar Limited. Today, we have from the management Mr. Pranav Bhambhat, the MD, and also Mr. Dhaval Soni, Deputy CFO. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that today's discussion may include certain forward-looking statements. These should be considered in the context of the risks and uncertainties inherent to the business and operating environment. With that, I now invite Mr. Pranav, sir, to share an overview of the company's business performance and outlook. Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Myself, Pranav Bhambhat, Managing Director of Sahaj Solar Limited. It's a pleasure to welcome you all to the Sahaj Solar's earnings call for the first half of 2026. As we have completed half of the year's journey, we see ourselves aligned with the National Solar Mission, Pradhan Mantri Kusum scheme, and the Jal Jeevan Mission, apart from the private initiative of solarization of the nation. The first half of the year is typically softer for the solar industry owing to the monsoon season, with project execution gaining momentum in the second half. A trend has been continuously seen in our business as well. Despite this seasonal impact, Sahaj delivered a resilient performance in the first half of the financial year 2026. The revenue from operations stood at 111 crore, reflecting 13% year-on-year growth over 98 crore in the same period in last year. The EBITDA grew 33% year-on-year to 11 crore, with the margin stable at 10%. The profit after tax was 5 crore, maintaining a stable 5% margin. With the debt-to-equity ratio stood at 0.8x, reflecting our strong financial positioning and prudent capital management. We closed the half year with a healthy order book of 320 crore as of September 30, 2025, providing a solid visibility for the remainder of this year. Historically, the second half has been our strong period, and we expect execution to accelerate meaningfully as we progress through the second half of financial year 2026. Now, let me quickly go through some of the journey during the first half of this financial year, operational-wise as well as the strategic progress-wise. Apart from our solar water pumping business, as we earlier also discussed, Sahaj is focusing on the grid-tied EPC business, and which is emerging as a strong growth engine for the company. During the first half of the year, Sahaj has qualified as a bidder in UPNEDA's largest-ever 500-MW rooftop RESCO tender, covering government and the semi-government buildings across the UP. We have participated in this tender and extendable 5-MW of clusters based on each execution progress, reaffirming our commitment to expanding our EPC presence in the coming years. Sahaj is one of the four parties qualified in this category. We are expected to do 80-100 MW of execution in next year and a half in this particular tender. We also secured two major EPC and pumping orders during the half year, which is 62.8 crore 12-MW turnkey solar project from UPNEDA. This will strengthen the EPC execution track record and deepen our role in government-led renewal program. One of the most significant progress during this first half of the year is exclusive strategic partnership with IDMC, a subsidiary of National Dairy Development Board, to solarize India's dairy cold chain infrastructure. This initiative will deploy hybrid solar battery systems to power around 10,000 bulk milk coolers across Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and Northeast over the next 3 years. The project aims to replace the diesel power cooling system with clean, reliable and solar energy, ensuring uninterrupted operation even in the remote areas. So this is the first commitment for a sustainability and a rural empowerment, but it also opened a transformative, scalable and new vertical for the company. With an expanding order pipeline of about 300 crore to be executed in financial second half of the financial year 2026, ongoing expansion and the clear roadmap across our vertical, we are confident that Sahaj is on a solid trajectory and sustained profitable growth. We are guided by a clear mission to empower individuals and organizations with end-to-end solar solutions that make clean energy accessible, sustainable and impactful. We have a strong execution capability, credible partnership and robust financial performance. We are well positioned in India, one of the one-stop renewable energy partner, delivering long-term value to our customers, shareholders and community. I would like to thank you all for joining us today and for your continued trust in Sahaj Solar. I hand over the session again to Sri Surya. Thank you.
We can open the session for Q&A. If any participants are there with queries, please go ahead.
Certainly, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Mukesh Panjwani from WC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Good afternoon.
You are audible, sir.
Yeah.
So my first question is regarding our bulk milk coolers. Like, what is the rollout plan for these 10,000 coolers? How much we will install in FY26 and 7 and 28?
Sure. So as we sign this agreement at end of the first half year, around 28th of September. Right now, along with the IDMC team, we have approached to many of the cooperative users for solarization. And as we speak, the proposal has been rolled out to more than 500 users. In the first year, in this financial year, we see that we'll have some sort of three-digit execution number. But following this, from the financial year 26-27, we expect the gradual increase in that. Next year, we are looking at somewhere around 2,000 to 3,000 execution, and the number will increase gradually.
Okay.
And I would like to add one more information. In this segment, we are not only targeting the existing BMCs, but IDMC has developed in partnership with Sahaj a new product which is exclusively operated on solar oil battery. So that new product will be launched in the beginning of next calendar year, which will be in January 26. So that will be a new segment within the IDMC's product category where BMCs are offered exclusively with solar and storage. So we anticipate a good traction in that area as well.
Okay. And sir, what are the kind of potential in this new segment and this BMC in terms of revenue and profitability?
Sure. So in this segment, the mean average price between the various models is anywhere between 8 to 10 lakh rupees. So if we convert that into number, we are looking at 800 to 1,000 crore of revenue in the next 3 years. From BMC business.
In 3 years.
In 3 years.
And this year, we won't get any revenue from this, isn't it?
So we are looking at first 100 rollout in this financial year. That is our target, that we should roll out three-digit numbers of BMC, either the retrofit or the new model which IDMC is launching with the solar and battery. So that is our objective. As we speak, more than 500 number of BMC proposals are submitted to various cooperatives. So that is under consideration. So we anticipate that at least 100+ will be converted in this financial year.
Okay. Okay. And what kind of margins can we expect from this?
So if you are looking at the EBITDA level margin over there, we are looking at 18%+ margin here.
Wow! Interesting. And, sir, in H2, what kind of revenues we can expect?
Pardon?
In H2, what kind of revenue we can expect?
So, we had a turnover guideline of 40%+ compared to last year. 35%-40% was we are expecting, and I think we are still in line with that turnover guideline. So if you talk about in absolute number, it will be somewhere around 260 crore-300 crore of turnover in H2.
Okay. Okay. What would be the PAT margin?
I think our PAT margin will improve as it improved in the last financial year, as well in H2. Normally, it is higher compared to the H1. So because of the overhead and the fixed cost remain constant, so the PAT level increases in H2. So I think we will still match what we achieved in 2024-2025.
Well, last year, the PAT margin was around 10%.
Around last year, it was around 8.5%-9%.
No, in H2, it was 10, I think.
Yes, H2 is 10 overall. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So in H2, we can expect, like, more than 10% this year?
Yes. So cumulatively, we for the whole year, 8.5%-9% PAT margin, we are expecting. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, okay. Okay, sir, that's all from my side, and I'll come back in the queue. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Chetan Wadia from C.L. Rathi Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, Pramit. Chetan here.
Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I am good. I'm good. Just have two questions to ask.
Sure.
If I may have missed the number, what kind of revenue that can come from the IDFC in this year and the next?
Okay. So this year we are looking at least 100+ execution. So, if I talk about conservative number, anywhere between 10 crore-15 crore of revenue we can expect in this year. And, I think we'll have actual number of rolling out of BMC from next financial year. So we are looking at around 2,000 odd system the next financial year.
Okay. Now, my question is on the, you say this IDFC opportunity opens up new verticals for you in terms of, new, growth. So what that new vertical would be? Just a broad thought in your mind.
Sure. So, I think it's a very, very good question you have raised, that the cooling industry is very important to the regular value chain as well. So as we have successfully deployed and designed the product for the milk and the dairy industry, similarly, the research and the product development is already going on with the solar plus storage solution in the fisheries industries and the fruits and vegetable industries. We have already developed a modular product for 3 metric ton of storage. Now, hopefully, in the next financial year, we'll roll out them as well. So I think this is a segment where we see a good value addition we bring with the lithium battery, as the cost of the battery has also come drastically down in last few years, and the life cycle is longer, so it matches the requirement of industry. It's not only reducing the wastage of the agro products, but also giving a good value addition to the farmer. I think this is where we are going in this particular segment as a cooling solution with solar and storage.
Okay. Okay. Now, in the initial remarks, you briefly touched upon your expansion plans that is currently ongoing. Now, if I read the data industry-wide, there are at least two or three more players who are also in a similar timeline of expansion, both on the TOPCon as well as one more technology. I'm not able to recognize the name right now. So they are also expanding on the similar lines, and the facility is going to be up and running in the next 2-3 years' time. So I just want to understand from you, and when we met last, you said every 6 months a new, I think there are 7 clusters, and every 6 months a new cluster is going to get added, is what
right.
you, if I remember. Right.
Right.
So can the expansion plan be expedited and everything be up and running maybe by March
27? Actually, we want to do the expansion, stabilize the business, and then go for the next one, so then we can have a disciplined CapEx and the revenue can flow in. So that is the objective, that that let's have one expansion done, stabilize the business, and then go for another one, rather than putting a capex for a majority of the plant at the same time. So the objective is to balance out between the expansion capital expenditure as well as the growth of the company from the revenue point of view.
Point taken. My only point was that I see one of the clusters, if I remember correctly, is of the recycling of the solar panels.
Yes, so that is also going ahead in the same line with this one. So both the panel and the recycling, both of them will come up in this financial year only.
Okay. I take that. I think for the time being, these are the questions. I'll turn back to you. Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Rishin Bamre from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
So could you please provide some updates on the Kusum 2.0? Also, could you please update about the IPP segment status?
Sure. So the Kusum 2 will be rolled out, as all of us know, in the next financial year. And so we'll see that how the government is rolling out that particular scheme after March. But the preparations are going on. The states are preparing for that. And as a company with the product solution, we are also ready. In earlier calls also, as I mentioned, that the controller which required a synchronization between the pump as well as the grid connectivity, we have developed that. And as this week, we are deploying the same in the Tripura, where we are doing Kusum C, which is like Kusum 2.0. Now, in terms of the IPP business, as we speak earlier, that one project we have already obtained in Gujarat, which is 4.8 megawatts. So we are planning to complete and charge the project before the end of this financial year. And as we speak, there are many other projects are under consideration, be it the RESPO scheme, which I just mentioned in my opening remark, where Sahaj is one of the four eligible bidders for 500 megawatt of government rooftop under the RESCO, and which anticipated to do good amount of execution in next one and a half years. Our target is to do 80 to 100 megawatt for that. So that's where we are getting traction into IPP business. Same way we have already filed for connectivity approval in Uttarakhand for 35 megawatt of IPP projects, where we are planning to supply power to the private companies who are operational in Uttarakhand. So these are the major development under the ICP segment.
Okay, so got it. And any development on the Africa expansion?
Sure. So in Africa, as we have earlier signed PPA for the contract to supply for 10 megawatt of power plant, which is the preparations are going on for that. I was during recent visits, we met the regulator and we checked with a good amount of further inquiries coming from Zambia Pulse, where we have the first 10 megawatt of contract. It's a good good market penetration we have done, where we met a lot of developers locally. In next calendar year, we're going to get a further inquiries coming from there. So for the first 10 megawatt project, we are expected to do the groundbreaking in the first week, first month of calendar year, which is in January 2026.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'll join back the question to you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one on your touchtone telephones. Our next question comes from the line of Rajesh from Iron Mountain Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Could you help me with the working capital cycle in the different segments of the business, please?
Sure. So when it comes to the EPC business, the working capital cycle is especially in the ground mount and the rooftop project is smaller, somewhere around 45 to 60 days. When it comes to the solar water pumping and the government business, the working capital cycle is little longer, where it goes anywhere between 90 to 120 days.
Okay. And just could you help me? So, I mean, I understand these are fairly good numbers, but I also understand the payments could be lumpy, right? So are there any seasons or cycles that you see in terms of when the payments are normally released?
Yes, very, very good question. Actually, normally first half is a bit quiet when it comes to the payment, because the central budgets are released a little bit later after the budget, and then the state also come up with their own budgets and take some time. So we see that as we speak in October, we have received a good amount of payment. The same we are expecting end of November and the beginning of December. So these are the next 2-3 months. From November until January, we expect a good amount of payment coming for the government project, specifically from the state where things are going a little bit slow. So we see that the payment will be, you know, expedited by the state government in end of the calendar year and beginning of the next calendar year, because they also want to spend their budget before 15th of March. So we will see that sort of attraction coming in the payment in the last quarter, beginning from December.
Okay, fair. I think that gives me a good idea on that. Just one more question from my end, which is on the the broader competitive market, right? Now, if I look at it in India, the solar cell capacity and manufacturing capacity is going up. So could you just help me, how would that impact, Sahaj for that model, in terms of module manufacturing? Do we see any cost benefits or do we see any competitive advantages or disadvantages for that matter?
So for us, solar module manufacturing is a backward integration for our EPC business. We are considering in that sense where with the new capacity, we would be able to consume anywhere between 55 to 65% of the module produced for our internal project. So that gives us a comfort from the market competition and increasing in the production capacity.
Fair. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Mukesh Panjwani from WC Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is, like, we can see that company is in very interesting phase as we are increasing the capacity, working on rooftop EPC, solar pumps, collaboration with IDMC. So we are doing a lot of things. So where do you see our company 3 years from now?
So if you talk about the company, we are developing the product segment, as you mentioned, couple of them. Apart from that, solar water pump, EPC, a product-based solution for the dairy sector. We are also working on the new sector is battery-based solution, solar plus battery-based, which we have implemented for dairy segment. So similarly, we see that this overall company set up for a very good growth trajectory, and we anticipate that the growth what we have been achieving in the last couple of years, anywhere between 40% to 50% year on year, on a conservative basis, we maintain that sort of a growth, and given more opportunity, that number can be scaled up as we are working on a multiple opportunity within the country and outside country. Quite a few strategic partnership discussions are going on with the allied services and the product, be it for the battery energy storage system, how do we partner to bring that product as a part of our portfolio where we can provide our client a constant power supply or develop a product solution. So similar way, some other industry peers where they are trying to have a synergy with companies like us. So we are working on a multi-fold approach where apart from our existing product range, we are adding similar products into our kitty, also trying to penetrate our market share. If we see what we have achieved in this half and the order book, our majority of, so UP was not in our geographic segment the last year, which has played a good role in this year. So we had managed to expand into the UP market. And upcoming businesses, what we have bidded for in UP, we see the UP will play a good role in next financial year for us. So similar way, as I mentioned, the data from anticipated data for next year from BMC business and things like that. So we see a good project the growth trajectory. To put into the absolute number, it won't be possible for me. But the growth what we have achieved in last 2 to 3 years, we want to continue that sort of a growth trajectory, if not more than that.
Okay. And sir, there's a huge variation in the revenues in H1 and H2. So are we focusing on bridging this gap? Because, you know, it seems to be a very cyclical kind of business when we see the revenue of H1 and H2. So are we focusing to bridge this gap going ahead?
So, yeah, this is a very good point. I think, you know, as we are increasing the product segment and we, mm-hmm. as we are focusing on specific African market, I think that may help us in the next financial year to improvise in this classical cycle of 1/4, 3/4, because normally the first half is the 1/4 of the total revenue and the second half is 3/4. So, I think this the product-based solutions as well as the international market, these are the two will help us to, you know, kind of reduce this gap from the next financial year. This is what we expect.
Oh, okay. Because monsoon season, Please continue.
Yeah, because in India, monsoon itself makes, you know, it difficult to execute projects in the Q2. So that, and the Q1 is normally quiet because of the budgetary allocation. So these are like inherent challenges with the segment. So we are trying to overcome or mitigate these challenges by having a product solution where we can have a plug and play solution where we don't need to depend on the ground condition or the weather condition and the overseas market where the monsoon season is in a different month. So these are the two areas that we are working.
So from next year, H1 could be a bit better.
That's what our anticipation is.
Okay. And so what is our current order book?
The 320 crore order book we have already received. The order has been allocated. And more than 600 crore of tenders we have already bidded for that, where we are technically qualified for in more than 450 crore of tenders. So out of that order book, we anticipate 350 crore should be registered in next two to three months. So the order, already allocated orders are 320 crore.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask questions, you may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Rajesh from Iron Mountain Capital. Please go ahead. Rajesh, your line has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question.
Hello. Sorry about that. I was on mute. Thank you for the opportunity. So I've got a few, I think a couple more questions. So one is around your subsidiaries, right? So I believe you've got two subsidiaries. So any plans in terms of, you know, spending that for anything along those lines?
Pardon? Plan for?
Plan for spinning the subsidiaries off, or do we plan on doing anything with the subsidiaries at all?
Right. So yes, with the subsidiaries, already we have product range which is related to our industry, and we are working on that. And by end of this financial year, we will see a substantial growth in both the subsidiaries. And as we have the vision that in next two to three years, both subsidiary on individual basis will have a 50%-70% of turnover, which is matching the Harsh turnover. So the plan is to grow them independently in the same industry sector, and it has given us a lot of strength in certain product range when we talk about solar plus storage. So one of the subsidiary has a talent which support us to get, you know, kind of a solution where Sahaj on an individual basis is not capable to understand those challenges and execute it, where we have managed to take help of our subsidiary, Veracity Powertronics, and executed couple of solar plus storage projects. So I think it's a natural alignment between both the subsidiaries with Sahaj and its product range. So I think, as I said, we are in process of growing these companies independently to its merit.
Okay. And my second question would be on a share swap, right? So I saw some submission on the exchange regarding the company, wherein there was some promoter share swap. So could you speak on that? I mean, maybe help us explain, I mean, understand what that is.
So, the companies were initially 80% owned by Sahaj and 20% owned by the promoter and some other investors. So, we took a decision to bring it 100% under the Sahaj fold. As the company is in the phase of growth, we want to bring everything under Sahaj fold. So that process is being taken from last few months, and the exchanges are going on with the exchange and the regulator to approve that share swap.
Okay, got it. And just one last question from my end, just to sum all of this up, right? So we did about 300 crore of revenue in 2025, and we have only done about 100 crore in H1 this year. So if I were to just, you know, forget about the midterm or the short term, so what are your broad visions that, you know, where should we see the number, the revenue number or maybe the PAT number two or three years down the line? You know, maybe a bit more long term as opposed to the more short term. Just to, you know, conclude, this, you know, Sahaj story as a whole.
Sure. So, as I mentioned to earlier caller as well, that we are looking at, you know, on a very conservative base, the company should year-on-year basis of growth, minimum 40%-50% of the growth, something that we are targeting year-on-year basis on a very conservative number on a standalone basis. At the same time, the subsidiaries, as we are growing, we anticipated to see the subsidiaries grow 100%+ kind of a growth year-on-year basis. So cumulatively, that adds up to that a company can have a threefold to fourfold growth from here in next 3 years, 3-4 years.
Okay, noted, noted. Just to follow up on this, sir, there's no inter-segment transfers between your subsidiaries and the main company, right? Yeah, if I understand it correctly, or is there some-
Those things are not. If there is any intercompany transaction, those are knocked off during the consolidation of the balance sheet.
Okay.
The number we have presented are with the consolidated number as well.
Okay, so it's already accounted for that way. Okay, fair, fair.
Yeah.
Thank you. All the best.
Net of intercompany transaction.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask questions, you may please press star and one. Our next question is from the line of Rajna Naik from Intel. Please go ahead.
Hi, Ranga here.
You're sounding very muffled. If you could please check the mode that you're using on your device.
Can you hear me now?
Slightly better. Hello? Please go ahead.
Okay, my question is, right, as you speak, like any effect on the solar panel manufacturer, and because lot of supply and less demand in India, so how are you going to manage this problem?
Sorry, I lost few words in between. There is a cracking voice, so I'm not able to hear you, sir.
So as you can see, I'm hearing many news. Okay, like I mean, there are a lot of supply in this solar panel and less demand in the market. So,
Rajna, sorry to interrupt, but your line seems to be breaking up in between.
I got the question. Let me answer the question.
Sure.
So, as I mentioned earlier also, that with the expanded capacity, 55 to 65% of the total production, Sahaj is going to have utilized for its own project. So, we'll have captive utilization of those panels. So that way, we are not looking at the market from the competition point of view, but it is we are serving our own demand up to 60-65% of the production.
Okay. So I have another question about the solar pump. Okay. So any plans to enter into Kusum Three, like Kusum Three component?
So Kusum Three has a two part. One is feeder level solar power plant development, and another is a solar water pump. This is an extra solar water pump. So we are already into the grid-connected solar water pump segment where we are working in Tripura. Kusum 3 at the feeder level power plant, we do not have any plan as of now to enter into any particular contract.
Okay. And what's the order book we're planning for this? Like next quarter, like what's the plan? I mean, like you're going to finish this? Because I'm seeing like 300 crore plus account book.
Can you repeat, because the voice was breaking because of background.
So as I'm trying to ask the question, like as you have like 300 crore plus order book, like next quarter what's the target? I mean you're going to finish the how much percentage you want to finish out of 300 crore? Like for next quarter, like what's the target? I mean,
I'm not getting your question. I think you know.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Charchit from Genuity Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
You are audible, sir. You may proceed.
Hi, thanks a lot for the opportunity. I'm new to the company, sir. I have just two questions. So firstly, earlier you guys have mentioned your operations in African markets like in Uganda, Zambia, Kenya. So, like, can you just give some, like, spotlight on the, you know, order book pipeline or revenue contribution from this segment?
Yes. So, as I mentioned that we have already signed a 110 megawatt EPC contract in Zambia. And we anticipate to do a groundbreaking for that project from January, post-Christmas. So, that comes to somewhere around 60 to 65 crore of the order book which we have, and that realization will come in the first half of the 26-27 financial year. Apart from that, we have many other discussions going on in the similar segment with the clients over there. But as and when those transactions get fruitful, we'll intimate the investors in the action. But as of now, there is one particular order which we are working on of 10 megawatt.
Okay, great. Can you just also throw some light on, like, receivable days from the African market? Because if I'm not wrong, it's quite difficult to get money back from, like, this market segment from Africa.
Okay, very good question. So we are here working on EPC, and the project we will be executing will be based on the SBLC-backed transaction. So our payment will be secure, and based on SBLC transaction and timeline, the payment will be received. So we see more than 90 to 120 days sort of outstanding on this project, backed by the SBLC given by the client.
Okay, great. Like, just one last question. That's a bookkeeping question actually. So, like, if I compare from FY25, our debt has increased from 3 crore to 14 crore. So can you just throw some light on this? Like, where are we using this fund?
Sure. So the CapEx which we are doing for the new plant, so for that we have utilized.
But like earlier, we were about to use IPO proceeds for the CapEx, right?
No, IPO process was for the first.
Okay, great, cool. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one if you wish to ask questions. Our next question comes from the line of Aryan from GI Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for this opportunity. Can you elaborate on how the strategic partnership with IDMC Limited is expected to contribute to Surge Solar's long-term growth strategy?
Sure.
In terms of scale and also financial impact?
So the total bulk milk cooler we anticipate to convert, and the new bulk milk cooler which IDMC is trying to launch with the solar and the battery. Altogether, we are looking at somewhere around 10,000 numbers in next 3 years. As I already mentioned to one of the earlier participants, that we will be it in last 1 month only, and even despite of being Diwali holiday, we have reached out to 500 existing cooperatives and users of bulk milk cooler with the proposition as a joint effort from Sahaj and IDMC. So when we look at the 10,000 number in next 3 years, the real number will start rolling from the next financial year. Once we will finish the market reach to the majority of the existing BMC users, we see that 10,000 number of converts, each number is somewhere around 10 lakh rupees of the 8 to 10 lakh rupees of the weighted average price for each BMC to convert. So that converts into 800 to 1,000 crore sort of revenue next 3.5 years. That is our anticipation. Majority number will start coming from the next financial year.
Okay. Also, is there any further scope post the 10,000 number is met?
Sure. So just to share with you the overall number that IDMC has supplied and installed more than 1.5 lakh BMCs across India till date. So you can imagine that what we are targeting is less than 10% of the existing strength.
Okay. I have another question. So I wanted to ask if there are any competitors in the solarization of milk chiller segment.
Of course, there are other competitions. The technology available in the when we talk about specific solar-based cooling system, there is a thermal battery technology in the market. That technology is there from last 3 to 4 years, but the success ratio of that product is very low, and that's why that product has been discontinued by many users who bought it earlier. Even IDMC was one of the organizations who tried to integrate thermal battery system for cooling the bulk BMCs, but it was not very successful for them. That's why they discontinued. And there are a lot of other challenges also there with the thermal batteries or lead acid battery solution. And after doing a rigorous test for 4 months of the on-field utilization of our solution, that's where we enter into this agreement. So yes, competition was there and competition is still there, but the performance-wise, we do not see that the existing solutions can match the results.
Also, sir, I see the receivables have increased this H1 as well. So I wanted to know what is the norm and why are the receivables too high? Like, are the collections slow right now?
So, the majority collects, the reason to increase in the receivable is due to the specifically the two projects which we executed in during this half year. One is in Maharashtra and another is in for the BSF. So these are the two has increased our receivable. As Maharashtra receivable started coming in from after September, and we see that there is expectation that by December, majority of that receivable will be clear. In the same way, we executed a substantial amount of work for the BSF, and in the BSF budget has been released. So we got the first payment in October, and we expected by December, almost 80% to 90% of outstanding BSF payments will be clear. So these are the two where major chunk of turnover was also there, and the receivable was there, so which is expected to major amount out of that will be cleared by December. So we'll see a good improvement in these two particular receivable by end of this calendar year.
Okay. So I have like two more questions. About the capacity expansion, it has been delayed recently. So what is the reason behind that?
So one of the reason was prolonged monsoon was one of the reason for delay in the expansion. Second thing is like as there was a very rapid change in the technology within the TOPCon from the square 182 by 182 cell, the industry is going towards the rectangle cell, what we call in the technical term is G12R. So we requested our machinery supplier to upgrade our machines from the normal TOPCon to G12R. So these are the two reasons where things got delayed. And prolonged monsoon actually gave us opportunity also to get this change, because once the machinery is received at our end, this modification is a bit difficult to execute at the production site. So in a way, we see this as a blessing for us that we managed to upgrade our machinery to G12R.
Okay. And sir, I see that in the H1 FY26, the finance costs have gone up, and they're as much as FY25 entire year's finance cost. So is this a new normal for now?
Yeah. So, because we took the working capital loan from IDA specifically for the Gujarat, Maharashtra, and some of the BSF projects last year. So majority of the fund utilization happened at the end of March. So because the loan was disbursed in January this year. So in January 25, we got the loan. In the first quarter or last quarter of last financial year, we used only 43 something, not even 40, I think somewhere around 30 crore we utilized in last quarter. Compared to that, now we have utilized 100% of that fund. So that is one of the reason that, or that is the reason why the finance cost has gone up.
Okay, so H2 will have a similar number, right?
H2 will have a similar number, considering that for the upcoming project, we have requested for the new fund. So once this that is disbursed, I think it will be the same trend, yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have no further questions, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to hand the conference back to Mr. Pramit Brahmbhatt for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. I would like to thank all the participants today and Phillip Capital for arranging this call. We would like you to be the part of Sahaj journey and keep motivating us with your encouraging questions. And with the support of the investors and the analysts, we see that as a company, we are expected to grow beyond our imagination and expectation in the coming years. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of PhillipCapital India PCG, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.